Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Something oddly missing from this first segment of Free Talk Live on Sunday. We'll see what we can do about remedying that.
Where's Richie Rich?
It is Free Talk Live. Captain's Log, Stardate 11132022. In the studio, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, joining me tonight.
Richie Rich.
And
Nikki Moonlight.
Moonlight, really?
Whatever.
Changed her name.
I think Major Payne suggested that at some point.
Oh, that's right. I think he did.
It's a callback joke, Captain. That's what I do.
A callback?
You got to be a long time. You got to listen to every episode to get some of the references. So fire up your feed reader.
You know, I'm going to see if I can. These are highly technical terms, so for our listeners out there, if you don't understand the technical terminology I'm about to use, it's okay. It's okay. It's fine. But I'm going to see if I can jiggle the thingy and work some voodoo and conjure up a third host here tonight.
Jiggle the thingy.
Jiggle the thingy, work some voodoo. Yeah, highly technical terms. If you don't understand, you know, the terminology that I've just used, it's fine. You know, not everybody's a technician. Not everybody will understand these terms. So, you know, but I'll see what I can do about conjuring up a third Free Talk Live
host. A facsimile host.
If you will. Yes. A facsimile. Perhaps bearded, perhaps not bearded. It doesn't matter on this show.
We don't know at this point.
Yeah. But I did title tonight's show something very bizarre. It was, do toads taste like Chinese gold stuffed fried chicken? And
fried chicken.
Oh, man.
You forgot the Nazi?
Well, maybe that was intentional. I'm not sure, but I kind of feel like I meant to put it in there.
Okay.
But yeah, it would have been better, I think, if Nazis
was in make there. Every show better.
I don't know that they do. I hate Illinois Nazis in particular. It's a reference to the Blues Brothers movie.
Oh, okay. All right.
I hate Illinois Nazis when they're being chased.
I should know that. That's on the list of movies to watch again. Yeah. I've seen it.
You know what? I think my magic may have worked.
Conjure.
Let's see if we can manufacture another Free Talk Live's host. Are you there?
And Mark
is here.
Woo!
Wow! It's like I'm magic. It's like I have superpowers somehow.
The power of telepathy.
Well, one day you might be an intergalactic space wizard.
I can only aspire.
Would you be like the fire wizard and the ice wizard, and you'd have to fight intergalactic space wizard Mark? Some sort of intergalactic space wizard duel?
Only if he puts the crown on the line.
Oh.
I was really concerned because when I called in, I was hoping that Teclis would be here because I know he's a former worker at Renaissance Fairs.
It's true.
And my story has to do with the medieval fair here in Sarasota, called the Sarasota Medieval Fair. I think it's the only one in the country called a medieval fair, and it's been going on for a very long time.
I went to my first Renaissance fair earlier this year, or medieval festival or whatever.
Oh,
how'd you like it?
Yeah. It was fun.
I enjoy them, lots of fun, good comedy acts, you know, that kind of thing.
Did you get to eat a turkey leg?
I did not eat the turkey leg.
Mark?
I intended to get a turkey leg. I decided I just wasn't up for it this go-round.
Right.
So the answer is no. I did not have a turkey leg.
I went to a couple of them. couple of them when I lived in Minnesota, and like that was like the whole reason to go. Like my girlfriend was wanted to go, and I was like, sure, I'll go. I wasn't like that into it, but like I was like, oh, I can get a turkey leg and walk around like, you know, King Henry VIII or whatever. So
that's my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
If they serve dark meat with some gravy and mashed potatoes, I would be totally in. Like, there would have been no... but, I mean, to me, the turkey leg itself just... it isn't as motivating. It's iconic, no doubt.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know... I recommend getting the turkey leg if you're up for it, but I'm just kind of like, eh, you know, not for me today.
So blended mashed potato and gravy, and you can just
dip your turkey leg in.
Or just drink it on the side. Like you take a bite of the turkey leg and drink the mashed potato.
Maybe with a straw. It's like a Thanksgiving shake.
It'd have to be a thick straw.
Well, or a very thin okay. mixture of mashed potatoes and gravy, right? Mark, did you get to walk around and say things like doth and thou and...
Well, that's actually my story, is that, you know, I asked a gentleman, why dost thou touchest my sword, sir?
Nice.
Yeah, I as I was walking into the Sarasota Medieval Fair, there was a police officer. It wasn't just some guy dressed up. It was a person who genuinely believed that they have power over the rest of us. And he took zip ties and took my sword and tied it into the scabbard, right? So, like, what happens when you go to a Renaissance fair? You run around the house and see if you can throw something on that looks kind of medieval before you go, right? I had my kilt, my utility kilt on. I also wore my little king outfit because, you know, I go to conventions. I'm the intergalactic space king. You know, that's the shtick. And my crown and the whole thing. But I also have an Albion sword I got for working with Reclaiming the Blade. It's a movie from some time ago.
Okay.
And they sent Free Talk Live these swords, and I kept one. Ian doesn't like things. He doesn't like stuff around the house. So, you know, you don't have to give him anything like this.
Could have fooled me.
So I've got the sword, and I got a little scabbard for it I had made at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I've got it on my belt, and Jack's dressed up as my knight, and I'm the king, and it's awesome. Oh, and, you know, we were ready to go. So the blade is, he then ties the blade into the scabbard, so I can't pull it. Now, the weird part of all this is, you go in, and every other tent is selling swords and knives with live blades.
And this cop guy isn't there, you know, tying them up, making sure that they can't be unsheathed, right?
Right. I mean, there's people walking around with live blades all over the place. Either performers, which I'm just going to wildly hazard a guess here. They don't check these performers for, like, criminal background checks or something, right? But, you know, for some reason, to all intents and purposes, this police officer, you know, they're not thinking of me as a political dissident. They're not thinking of me as a convicted felon. Mm-hmm. They're just saying, look, here's a 50-year-old guy and his kid going into a Ren fair. Better tie his sword up. And it's strange for, you know, this is right after DeSantis gives his acceptance speech about how we made Florida free.
Right, yeah.
You know, and like, I'm just really odd in this wildly Republican section of Florida that they would go and, you know, tie my sword up. Now, I immediately thought of New Hampshire, where I kind of feel like this wouldn't have happened. Now, anything can happen anywhere, and I didn't check the law on this.
Right.
You know, I didn't begin laying out in front of cars, you know, protesting. I just, you know, like, let him put the zip ties on my
sword. Did you check with the fair organizer, though, to see if live... Okay.
Question.
I didn't check them on anything.
Did you have the sword, you know, like, on your hip or on your back?
On my hip. That's the only way to draw one. That on the back thing's just for movies.
I didn't know if you were going like He-Man style or if you were going like, you know, whatever.
You can carry a blade on your back, like if you were carrying, say, a claymore or something like that. You know, your surf would probably carry it on his back or in some manner, maybe in a. But it, you wouldn't. you can't draw a sword from your back if it is of any length.
You can if it's curved, right? Like the samurai sword, right. you can do that with, because they're a curved blade and it makes it easier for you to do the thing. But yeah, if it's a straight sword. The other question is, you're going to hang on and tell us the rest of your story, aren't you?
Okay.
All right, stand by. I have more questions for you. We're going to talk to co-founder of Free Talk Live, Mark Edge, about him being disarmed at the Ren Faire in Florida. See what the turnout of that is here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thank you. Chuck Elmo.
All right, let's do we have real Nikki?
I am. I'm here.
You're here?
I'm real.
And this is where you are?
This is where I am.
How do you know you're real?
I'm actually not quite sure that I'm real yet.
Okay.
But I'll probably know in about 20 minutes.
Yay! If you wake up a bit.
If I wake up a bit.
Welcome. Welcome. So it is.
With motivation.
It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. In your absence, I had to jiggle the thingy and work some voodoo to conjure up another host. And they're still with us, actually. Let's bring it back online. We have Mark Edge with us, who's been telling us a tale. He apparently attended...
A tale of lore.
He has...
From medieval times.
He has spoken to ye of a tale... I'm not going to try and do that. he attended a Renaissance festival, a Ren Fair, if you're into that kind of thing.
That's the hip lingo.
Yes, yeah. If you attend more than one of these and you like to go to them and keep track of them and, you know, dress up in costumes and, you know, know people involved in them, you refer to it as a Ren Fair. If you've just been to, like, one or two, like me, you're like, a Renaissance festival, right?
Yeah.
Because that really explains it. I don't know what a Ren is or why a fair.
Yeah, I don't know if you said Ren Fair, if anybody knew.
Yeah.
Well, I think the majority of people would have no clue.
Knew.
Okay.
Probably. He goes to this Renaissance festival. He's dressed up. He's with his son. His son's dressed up as a knight. He's dressed up as a king. He's got a sword that he owns and he brought with him. And,
cool.
Like, the cop guy, I don't know if he's legit police or just Ren Fair police, or Mark can enlighten us on this, but he took a zip tie and tied the sword to the scabbard so that he couldn't unsheath the thing. And yet... Throughout the Renaissance Festival, there are vendors, booths, selling knives and swords and, you know, all that kind of thing. So
that's when you cut the zip tie.
Right.
So yeah, do what I want.
You buy a knife at the booth and you get to cut the zip tie.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mark, is that what happened?
I did not buy a knife at the booth. I did not cut the zip ties. Mostly, I'm not looking for trouble, you know. I just kind of curious. This is funny. Strange. You know, I mean, for a place that, like, what is the likelihood that somebody is going to run through a Renaissance festival with a sword and start harming people? If they were going to,
I mean, you probably would have asked the same question about a movie theater several years ago.
But hold on. Movie theaters aren't populated by people with M16s.
Okay.
Renaissance fairs are populated by people with swords.
Which is like, probably why we...
Renaissance fair and a sword... It's like trying to shoot people at a gun show. You're going to get stabbed if you are pulling out a sword and trying to stab people at a Renaissance festival.
Right, which is probably why it's the same reason that you never hear of mass shootings at gun shows. Right, never hear of mass stabbings at the Ren Fair. Well, because everybody's got one,
or because they zip tie your sword when you walk in and you can't unsheath it to stab anyone. Your plans were thwarted immediately
at
the gate.
So if somebody went in there with the intention of stabbing people with their sword, they would just cut the zip tie or whatever device they used to secure it. But other people who are, you know, not looking to harm people and theirs are zip tied, they're not going to think to cut it, and then they can't use it to defend themselves
then everyone
when
gets
the time comes.
At the Ren Fair.
And it's, you know, it's the same thing with guns.
Right.
You know, the bad people that are looking to cause harm are going to have the guns, but with gun control, the good people who would have defended the rest of everyone else aren't going to have them.
Yep.
When you outlaw unzip-tied scabbards, only the outlaws have unzip-tied scabbards.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
So when the guy pulls out his sword to begin stabbing people, I have to go find something to get the zip ties off.
Well, you're in Florida, right? Someone's got to be concealed carrying an actual firearm at the Ren Fair, too.
There were three or four cops around. I mean, they would have shot him.
I was going to ask. So we talked about the sword that you had a little bit, that it was yours. Is the sword that you own a decorative sword or a functional sword? Because there are two different kinds.
It was mildly amusing. I stopped off at one of these little shops where they're selling swords, and the guy's like, "Is that an Albion blade?" Like, somehow, with just looking at the hand, part of the handle,
yeah,
he could tell the manufacturer of the blade. Now, this guy obviously works within his sphere. He understood what he was seeing. It's like seeing the bumper of a Cadillac, I suppose.
He's a sword fanboy.
Like now, he is, and in fact, he was correct. He guessed it all correctly. And so I got the blade, as I said, from working with this movie called Reclaiming the Blade, which advertised on Free Talk Live years ago, and they sent me a sword. And, I'm glad I have it. I love it. And so... Yes, it's a real sword. Yes, it could be a real English longsword of the Norman variety, like, 1066 when, Richard the Bastard came and took over England.
So in a post-apocalypse world, it's a functional sword. Gotcha.
Now, I recommend some kind of rapier or something like that. They're just much newer technology in comparison, but... This is what people think of with swords, long blade, little cross hatch, a circle at the bottom for weight and balance.
All right. So the cop who zip-tied your sword to the scabbard, was he a legit cop? Was he just Renfair security?
Nope. As far as I can tell, he was Manatee County Sheriff.
Okay.
So let's take this from the libertarian perspective, right? It's a private event, right? You buy tickets to go open to the public. But there's organizers, there's people in charge, and maybe their directive was, zip-tied, scabbard-free zone for swords, or however that works, if I said it right. Right? And they said, this is the directive. And they hired private security, not Manatee County Police. Right? As libertarians, would we not be honorable in honoring the wishes of the owner or the organizer, in following what they desire, if they don't want anybody with unzip-tied
swords? Well, yeah,
swords.
Of course.
Okay. So the fact that it was police, right, could be irrelevant because absent, with the overarching state that does everything, that's who you go to for this type of thing.
Yeah, so...
I tend to think that the reason that there were police at the door was because they probably have written themselves into the law as being the de facto security in these situations. You've got to pay cops to do this.
Right.
They had they love that stuff.
Yeah.
And I suspect that at a festival where everybody who works there is carrying blades and anybody who purchased a blade from their many blade vendors is carrying a blade, that it is unlikely that they would have a rule. It's a foolish rule, no matter who made it, whether it's the legislatures or whomever.
But if you want to be safe, you just don't go to gun-free zones, right? Like, gun-free zone, I'm not allowed to carry there, can't keep myself safe, not where I want to go. Not shopping in your establishment, not going to your fair.
You're allowed to conceal carry at one of these festivals because I think that's the law.
All right, stand by, Mark. We'll bring you back. 603-283-6160. The intergalactic space king, Mark Edge, regaling us with his trouble with swords at the Ren Fair. More Free Talk Live is coming up. 603-283-6160.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Democrats held on to control of the U.S. Senate, handing a major victory to President Joe Biden and extinguishing hopes of the red wave that Republicans had expected leading into the midterm elections. Biden, who struggled with low approval ratings ahead of Tuesday's elections, said the late Saturday outcome made him look forward to the remainder of his term in office. Utility companies in Kherson were working to restore critical infrastructure damaged and mined by fleeing Russian forces, with most homes in the southern Ukrainian city still without electricity and water, regional officials said on Sunday. The governor of Kherson said the authorities had decided to maintain a curfew from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. and ban people from leaving or entering the city as a security measure. Six people were killed and 53 others were wounded on Sunday when an explosion rocked a busy pedestrian street in central Istanbul in what President Erdogan called a bomb attack that smells like terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperG.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperG.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Done.
Thank you. I had to like mentally prepare myself for that one.
You're like awfully spry in the morning.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. In the studios, myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
We were talking to co-founder of Free Talk Live, Mark Edge, about his adventures at the Ren Fair, where he brought a sword, and a policeman zip-tied the sword to the scabbard so that he could not unsheath it. And we were going to continue talking to him about that, but apparently he had to go get his sword polished. So we're going to move on. We actually have a caller. It's Reverend Ratspeed. And Reverend, you say that you've been to Ren Fairs and can shed some lights on this steely subject.
Reverend Ratspeed at the Ren Fair.
I have not only been to Ren Fairs, I have worked them either as an employee or as part of the guild. So I've seen all three aspects to it.
I have one question before you start. Do you dip your turkey leg into mashed potatoes and gravy?
And how do we make that a thing?
If you want to piss off the Puritans, sure. Go ahead.
All right. So
that's an inside joke. Anyway.
I assume that you've been listening, and so tell us what you know about the Ren Fairs in relation to Mark's story.
I used to peace tie weapons. I worked at Front Gate for one season. And
Term for it. Peace tie? Is that P-E-A-C-E or P-I-E-C-E?
P-E-A-C-E. Peace, as in peace tying a weapon.
Okay.
And so basically my job was either to tear up people's tickets, but also if they had a sword, I had to look out for it. And if so, I was given a little black ribbon. We didn't use zip ties. That must be a cop thing. But we would basically tie it up to the scabbard. And there were in-character and out-of-character reasons for this. The in-character reason was a lot more fun. Basically, since the queen is visiting the town, the royal guard is asking us to, or ordering us to do it, okay? And so the vice mayor was telling us to do that. That was the in-story character dialogue that we were supposed to get. However, the real reason, and this was in San Bernardino County, which is part of, Southern California, the real reason is because this was a corporation and they had a liquor license. And the sheriff of San Bernardino County stated that no weapons could be allowed inside a place that had served alcohol. Since we had that liquor license, there was a compromise made, and we're talking like 20, 25 years ago, okay? So that's where it started. It's been around for a long time. That's at the corporate Ren Faire. At the smaller Ren Faires, the little mom-and-pop ones that are put together, on the fly, they might, rent a campground for a weekend or something. It didn't happen. It basically, the more attention that, and the larger the population, the greater the need to follow the rules.
Okay.
That's basically what it was. So
what about Mark's concern about open blades and real blades being sold within that facility, not being piece-tied?
So that was the interesting thing. That all depended on the vendor. Basically, it was all about disclaimers and waivers and things like that. So let's say, for instance, if you went to a fine handcraft bespoke blade shop, and there were gypsies that would go from place to place. And I don't mean Romani gypsies. I just mean gypsies. They would literally go from, we call them fair gypsies, right?
Romani,
they would go from
Ren Faire gypsies.
Yeah, exactly. And the reason why we call them gypsies is because they would literally, some of
steal
them not
money.
Even have homes. They would just basically live on the land and go from fair to fair. Some of the real hardcore ones, right? Some people actually lived this as a lifestyle. So those vendors, as part of their deal to have a vendor license and they're selling blades, they were required to be the ones to make sure that when the patron picked up their item, that it was sheathed and zip-tied. But this is Ren. Yeah, see, this is Ren Faire. We're talking about, it was really lax back then.
Yeah.
Half the people didn't care. It was all about the show of following the law. I mean, even the sheriffs would come in and have a wild time with us.
Okay, wait.
Great.
Wait, I have a question. Back up for a second.
Yeah.
You said that there are people who live this as a lifestyle. So if I understand you correctly.
Oh, yeah.
That there are Renaissance Fair enthusiasts who are something like deadheads, and that is they dress up for these things and they go and they tour around the country going from festival to festival?
You have to understand, this originally came from the hippie movement. This came from back in the 60s when the, what was called, I forgot the name of the family.
Rainbow Family.
Anyway.
Oh.
No, not the right.
The Partridge Family.
If you go back to the old 60s photographs of the original Ren Faires put on by the Something Family, I'd have to look up their name. I mean, it was like bell bottoms mixed with fairy dust. It was really wild. And this was back during. So to answer your question about the lifestyle, yes, definitely, it's like Burning Man minus 400 years.
Like, I've met a bunch of people in my lifetime, and I've met, deadheads, and I've met, people who make a lifestyle out of many, many different things. I have never in my life met a Ren Faire enthusiast lifestyle type person. And so now I've got something to put on my bucket list.
I mean, I definitely know some people that will travel around to all of the ones in the area. Not like the entire country, but I know some people personally who they definitely at least hit 10 of them a year.
Yeah.
Let's imagine that you live in an RV, you're into blacksmithing, and you hit up all the Ren Faires across the country. You go from state to state to state to state. That's how it used to be with some people.
Yeah.
I haven't really been active in the Ren Faire thing for the last 5 or 6 years because, COVID hit and all that stuff, so a lot of fairs were canceled. And also I moved up here to Reno, so the closest fair that's really within reach without having to drive too far away is the one up in Tahoe, which is beautiful. But in Southern California, we had at least 5 Renaissance fairs at different parts of the year.
Right.
And so there was the German fair, which was not feast-tied. They were supposed to, but no one... the Renaissance Entertainment Corporation Fair, the big one, and that one you had to PCI everything, and they also made sure that people didn't bring their own alcohol into the venue.
Sure, yeah,
You know, but people would bring their own flat. You know what? I actually used to be part of the Irish Guild there. And the Irish Guild, well, okay, I don't know how much I should say.
Drink a bunch of whiskey?
Say as much as you want. It's Free Talk Live.
We had, well, okay, so first of all, we were allowed to carry our swords around because we were part of a guild, which is kind of like a subcontract kind of thing. Guilds are their own entities, usually nonprofit, and we would do war reenactments. So we would come in, and we would, but there would be designated areas, unless authorized to do street performances, things like that, which usually had to be blocked off so that way, you know, little children wouldn't come up and get sliced by a weapon. The weapons would be what were called battle ready,
right,
meaning they were not sharp, and they were actual swords, like what Mark was talking about. They were not unfunctional swords; they were real handcrafted
swords. Real swords, but dulled for the reenactments.
Right, because sometimes we would get banged up on the field. Okay, because you know, you have like 200, 300 people on a field reenacting a battle of swords.
Sure.
With horses and shields and pikes and everything. So you had to make sure that we were all, you know, safe and protected, right? So, but this was the Irish Guild. The person in charge of the Irish Guild, and I'm not going to say his name. I'm going to say, well, okay,
okay.
He worked for the county lockup, okay?
Okay.
He figured out a way how to, well, God, should I breathe? Okay. We had a speakeasy.
Okay.
We had a speakeasy only for those in the know.
So you did drink whiskey. Ha ha.
Yes.
I knew.
Oh God. Yeah. Oh, I was the tapster.
Can't be Irish Guild without whiskey. I'm sorry.
I got free room and board for that. Yes. Yes, sir.
And cool.
So what we did, since he couldn't sell the alcohol, what we did is we sold little handmade Bibles. And the Bible, we would punch out a verse from that Bible, and that would be your drink for the day.
Hey, Reverend, thank you so much for the call, man. We appreciate you and enlightening us.
With his information and Mark's story, it sounds like Mark was being a typical libertarian and looking to be oppressed where none was.
Wow.
Coming up, I have something to say about the gypsies and Mark.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
The breathing technique there for holding notes.
It's impressive.
I'm not much of a singer, but, you know, there's some things I do better than others when it comes to vocaling. So people will be like, he's got pipes. It's like, well, just one, really.
It's a new subreddit. Hold my note.
Hold my note, bro. Oh, yeah? Hold my note. Before we go on, I need to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about crypto, check out news.bitcoin.com. Lord knows there's been a bunch of news surrounding cryptocurrency.
What a great week to be learning about cryptocurrency.
Yeah. You can get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right. The telephone number here, if you'd like to join us, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Nikki.
And Rich Rich.
So we were talking about Mark Edge, co-founder of Free Talk Live, called in, regaling us with a story of how he went to a Ren fair and had to have his sword that he brought with him zip-tied to the scabbard.
Look, I'm being oppressed.
Yes, in true libertarian fashion. And then Reverend Ratspeed called and said, you know, he's attended these things. There are apparently people who, like, you know, follow Ren fairs around, like the Grateful Dead and stuff like that. And that, indeed, this is called peace tying. I didn't know there was a term for it. Thank you, Reverend. You know, it was one of his responsibilities when he worked the Ren fairs, et cetera, and so on. Reverend Ratspeed and Mark, both of them, well, one of them at least, brought up the word gypsy. And so there is a term in, we'll call it the outdoor market world, right? Whether it's a flea market, whether it's a carnival, whether it's a Ren fair, there's a term called mark.
Ah.
Right? And this means, in some subcultures, it means like sucker. Oh, that guy's really a mark.
From the carnival days where they actually put a chalk mark on your jacket to identify you as a sucker.
Well, and that's where the term comes from. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, what the gypsies would do is like if somebody came to their booth and had a bunch of money, right, and maybe they made a big sale or something, they wanted to let the rest of the vendors know, do them a favor. Hey, this guy's got some money, right? He's, he could, make a big sale for you. So
it's like being a white person in Mexico.
Yes. Except this is a little more involuntary. What they would do is they would put their hand in some chalk, and then as the guy, they hand them their whatever they bought, they just put their hand
like
on
the
their back.
Like the kick me sticker.
And it would make a mark on them, and that's where this term comes from. And it was the gypsies, according to my information, that originated the term mark, and so that's where it comes from. And so we mentioned mark, we mentioned gypsies. I thought it was a thing that we should put together and tie in for this show. The moral of the story here is don't be a mark.
Be an edge.
Be an edge, yeah. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
If you're going to be a mark, be an edge.
Be a mark edge, yeah. Don't be a mark. Don't be a mark.
Or mark E mark.
Ooh, ugh.
No.
Where did that come from? Old school, man. Holy cow. I was thinking, this is totally irrelevant, I was thinking earlier today about...
Let's talk about it.
About terminology that has sort of disappeared, and by that I mean like sort of language fads, right? Some of the new terminology being used these days is like based, right?
That's lit.
It's lit, right? Whatever happened to fly?
Yeah.
Remember fly? People were like, oh, that's fly?
It became too fly to be a white guy, and then,
and then it ruined it. And then it flew away.
Now I have that 3-6 Mafia song stuck in my head. Oh, stay nice. Fly.
I'm sorry, and you're welcome.
It's a good song.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Big one in high school is the Cherry.
Nice,
oh, Cherry.
Yeah.
Not familiar.
Different age.
So out here on the East Coast.
As if I don't listen to music from the 40s.
Out here on the East Coast, particularly the New England states, the word wicked has been and always will be used.
Oh,
however,
yeah.
When I was in, we'll call it middle school, that came and went as like a term to like sort of replace school. Oh, dude, that's wicked.
Yeah.
You know, and like it was like a year and it was gone. I'm like, nothing was wicked anymore.
Bad meant good.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I think actually bad might have replaced wicked.
All right.
Right?
Dang, she's bad.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that is a bad bicycle you got for Christmas. Right?
Another one that we use can't be said on air. S word.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of the S word, this is no segue at all.
Segue.
That was a segue.
It is an S word.
Could have been.
It is an S word. This from, I can't believe this headline. This from RT.com. Kentucky Fried Chicken, also known as KFC. KFC, sorry for urging Germans to mark Nazi attacks on Jews with extra cheese.
Brilliant marketing.
Already confused.
Get the world talking about Kentucky Fried Chicken. Or Kitchen Fresh Chicken when they tried to change that marketing.
Well, okay, so maybe I haven't been to a KFC in a long time, but I mean, I never get cheese on my chicken.
Oh, okay. I mean,
like,
I don't get it on the chicken, but like the border bowl.
Oh, that's right. They have. I'm usually like, if I were going to go to KFC, I'd get like a bucket or something.
Sure. You know? No, I get it. But that thing was, I had like a one man boycott against, took the honey barbecue wings off the main menu and made it seasonal.
Really?
Like, screw these guys. I'm going someplace else. Yeah. I'm going to Popeyes.
Yeah.
And then it just happened to, I saw the advertisement for the, I'm going to call it the Border Bowl because I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
It was like mashed potatoes and gravy and chicken bites and cheese and, corn. And I went back and I tried that and I was like, oh, they have won me back.
And you're like, I'm back.
I'm back. Yes, it was. That is what drove me back to KFC along with, of course, the honey barbecue wings, which is...
I haven't
the
been,
best
to,
thing ever.
Been to a KFC in a long time.
I can't eat many things at KFC, or I don't want to, I should say, sure, yeah. But their biscuits, man, yes.
Popeyes is better.
I've never been to Popeyes before.
Oh, you're missing out. No. Try Popeyes.
There are many chicken joints that are superior to both of these that, well, aren't here, so I don't go to them. But when I was in the Seattle area, there was Ezel's.
Okay.
They're pretty famous. They're far superior to anything. They're real. The chicken's real. It's definitely like Louisiana-style Popeyes, okay. But like better.
As long as we're doing that, I'm going to give a shout-out to Weese's in Spokane, Washington. That was like the best chicken I've ever tasted.
There you go.
Best fried chicken.
All right, so anyway, KFC, sorry for urging Germans to mark Nazi attacks on Jews with extra cheese. What kind of... You cannot write comedy like this. You cannot write headlines like this, like just from your imagination.
The Germans thought it was funny.
Only real-world happenings can write headlines like this.
You can't make this stuff up.
The fast food chain has apologized for its insensitive push notification on the anniversary of Kristallnacht. The German branch of the U.S. fast food chain KFC has apologized for urging customers to commemorate Kristallnacht, the 1938 Nazi pogrom against Jews, with more cheese on their crispy chicken.
Also, maybe cheese on the chicken is a German thing.
That's kind of disgusting.
I mean,
I'm judging them.
One side of my family is very German, and I don't ever remember cheese on chicken.
Okay. I mean, because it's not the border bowl, right?
I mean, unless it's like a leftover sandwich or something. You know, okay. Like we had chicken last night. Oh, yeah, make a sandwich, put some
chicken. No, I get it. You know. But it sounds like they're just pouring it over the fried chicken.
Pouring it?
I don't think that's what's happening. Okay. Yesterday, November 9th, an automated push notification was sent to users of the KFC app in Germany, containing an insensitive and unacceptable message. We apologize for this, the company said in a statement on Thursday. According to KFC, push notifications are generated semi-automatically.
Semi-automatically.
So do they have...
Outlawed?
Do they have some sort of like AI robot?
Based on calendars listing public holidays and commemoration days. So a lot of calendar things are already automated. Somebody... Behind the scenes, they've got a calendar application that's
what calendar has that as a holiday?
Apparently a German calendar. I'm just, at least this is their excuse. We'll learn more about what the heck happened here and why KFC did what they did and who's upset about it and what it means coming up. Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition. Hour number two is next. 603-283-6160.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.